This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Late last month, Congress confirmed retired General James Mattis as the new U.S. Secretary of Defense. The week before, Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting published an extensive investigation into Mattis, particularly focusing on the time he was commanding general of Marines in the 2004 siege of Fallujah in Iraq. The battle is considered to be one of the bloodiest in the Iraq War, after which General Mattis was given the nickname Mad Dog. That's according to Aaron Glantz, who was also in Fallujah at the time as an unembedded journalist. I sat down with him to talk about his latest story in Reveal called "Did Defense Secretary Nominee James Mattis Commit War Crimes in Iraq?" I asked him first about what happened in Fallujah.
Before the Battle of Fallujah, many Iraqi people were still grateful to the U.S. military because we had gotten rid of Saddam Hussein, who was a brutal dictator. But after the Battle of Fallujah, which was broadcast live on Arabic satellite television, the entire populace turned against the U.S. military. I mean, we killed so many people, as I mentioned, that the municipal football stadium had to be turned into a graveyard. Marines shot at ambulances. They shot at aid workers. They killed women and children. I reported that they shot at refugee camps. And at the top of all of that, the commanding general of that whole operation was General Mattis. And, you know, in that battle, he was ordered to take the city, and that's how he went about it. And now that he has been nominated and confirmed by the Senate, he will be in charge of setting policy about how our military operates overseas.
So you wrote your report. It was published January 11th when he was still a nominee. Then he's confirmed by the Senate like 9 days later on Friday, the 20th. Were you surprised by the confirmation?
I was very disappointed that not only did none of this come up, but the whole question of the Iraq War did not come up. The whole question of his command of Marines during Iraq in general didn't come up. What did you learn? How would you do things differently if you were the Secretary of Defense? What do you think about the way that the U.S. military is currently carrying out the war in Afghanistan? You were removed by President Obama as the head of Central Command because he thought you were too hawkish on Iran. How do you explain that? What is your policy on Iran?
None of this came up in the hearing.
None of it. None of these questions were asked. I mean, I would have really liked the senators to ask really hard questions like the ones I asked in my story. You know, shooting at ambulances, war crime. Shooting at aid workers, war crime. You know, Marines under his command took trophy photos of the civilians they killed. War crime. You know, how does he explain that? You know, generals in other from other countries in Rwanda and Yugoslavia have been brought up on charges under this doctrine of command responsibility. We in the United States executed General Yamashita after World War II, this Japanese general whose troops did things that are very similar to what General Mattis's Marines did. I would have liked him to be asked about this. Nobody did.
To your knowledge, has he at all been held accountable for any of this or any of the Marines who as you say, committed these war crimes?
What we saw with General Mattis is that he worked repeatedly to exonerate Marines. So Haditha is probably the most famous massacre of the entire Iraq War.
Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, this is a case in 2005 where a whole group of Marines, after one in their unit was killed in a roadside bomb, went on a killing spree, killing dozens of civilians in their homes. And this was reported by Time magazine. It caused a huge uproar. A number of Marines were brought up on charges. General Mattis, as the convening authority, ended up stepping in and dismissing charges against three of the Marines who were accused. As a result of this, the cases against a number of the other charged Marines collapsed. And finally, at the end of the day, only one person was found guilty, and it was of dereliction of duty. He didn't serve a day in prison. So you had 24 Iraqi civilians dead. Because of the way General Mattis oversaw the prosecution, ultimately nobody really held accountable.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba, and I'm sitting with Aaron Glantz from Reveal, from the Center for Investigative Reporting. So how then did we get to a point where this new image of General Mattis is like he's this anti-torture man, and he is actually a champion of the Geneva Conventions, which is exactly the opposite of what you found in your reporting. How do you think we went from this image to that image?
I mean, they could both be true, right? I mean, he is against torture. He's been very vocal about that. He is apparently very well read and has spoken out in favor of the Geneva Conventions. In the Battle of Fallujah, he was on record before the attack on Fallujah predicting that it would be a disaster, that a large numbers of civilians would be killed.
He didn't want to go in, right?
So on the other hand, once he was ordered to do this,
Geneva Conventions went out the window.
That's what it looks like, mm-hmm. right? So I would have liked to hear him explain what this means, right? Now you're not going to be the one following the orders. You're going to be the one setting the policy.
So then what kind of a Defense Department do you think we're looking at?
Well, there's an idea that we're going to rebuild the military, right? So I think that we can look under President Trump at a lot more military spending. Mm. But in terms of how are we going to fight ISIS, you know, how is this military going to be deployed against ISIS? You know, what is our military posture going to be against China? Are we going to invade and occupy another country? These are questions that the senators might have asked, right? So that we in the public could have a sense of what sort of decisions that he might make. Many members of Congress are just relieved that James Mattis, by all accounts, is a sane, intelligent person, right? I mean, General Flynn, who's going to be our national security advisor, has written in his book that ISIS wants to kill us all and drink our blood, right? So they're looking at, on the one hand, this general who says he's against torture, who is very well read, who is loved by his fellow Marines, mm-hmm. and they're looking at a room of people, other people that Donald Trump has appointed, who do and say things each and every day that are very concerning, and they just rather not look at this history.